Bondurant.
So, in our article, Rosie had mentioned we talked about the six common themes, and we ended it actually with two things that aren't quite as common: the solar roof tiles and the green roofs. And when I see the solar roof, I think it's a brilliant concept. What gets the most sun on our home than any other part? The roof. We've got solar panels up there, make it solar roof tiles, and so now your roof becomes part of your energy. I see that as maybe not yet. That's a mechanical working system on your roof, and it just screams to me, a lot of maintenance, a lot of headaches. What if you've got tiles in the middle that stop working and producing and having to take it apart and get down to that tile and replace it and put it back? The amount of time it's going to take to maintain these, you're going to spend what you save generating your own electricity on these right now. 10, 20 years, I think maybe a lot more practical, and as we learn and develop new styles and business practices. I don't know if any of that's true. That's just immediately what I see.
Your intuition. Solar is the power of the future. There's just no doubt about that. I mean, they're even talking about putting solar collectors in subdivision streets and curbs.
Now,
so you don't need the community array of collectors.
And I'm not talking solar panels. I'm talking solar roof tiles.
No, I know.
I'd still put a regular roof and then solar panels on top.
They're starting to camouflage the collectors so where they're more architecturally
appealing.
Less objectionable. I don't know quite what to say. But, you have to – the solar panels, you have to try and put on the backside of the house, hide them behind a parapet. I mean, they're – very, very few people look at a solar panel and say, oh, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful architectural feature. But it is the power of the future. I mean, the sun is delivering so much energy to the surface of the earth.
And now that we can capture that.
Every second of the day that, you come up with a storage capacity for it. That's the next big question, Romy. SRP is in conjunction with somebody, and I just caught the tail end of this report, but they're building battery banks. You know, well, I don't know. Are batteries really the best long-term solution for the planet? I mean, we're CFLs, right? Everybody got on the CFL bandwagon for a little while, right? Then LEDs basically put the CFL business when light bulbs out of business. Batteries, I mean, you're dealing with lots of toxic material in walls and storage banks that don't last forever. It's just now another place we got to find to dispose of all this waste. I don't know, but somebody's going to figure it out. And the sun delivers all the energy we need.
Yeah.
So these new creative ways to harvest it are going to be interesting to see.
You know what really intrigues me on all the roofing systems is the last one we talked about, like a what they call a green roof, where it's basically, you know, you're a dirt roof. You can turn it into a garden or your lawn, or it takes obviously not every home's built to handle that weight load, but I mean go out to anywhere between here and Quartzsite.
Okay.
On the hottest day.
Okay.
Take a shovel and dig down 5 inches. And the temperature on top of the dirt to what's just 5 inches down under that is significantly cooler. And having that 5 inches of dirt on top of your roof that you can now grow and have your garden space or a lawn, you know, you're basically, you could even design it to where you could just walk naturally up on top of your roof. That amount of insulation, there is no 50-year warranty on dirt you're going to have to worry about.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyone with a shovel can come put some more on top.
That's true.
But having a structure that could take that kind of weight and the water that you would have to add to have a, you know, maybe it's a little Rylon or maybe it's your vegetable garden. There's skyscrapers that they're building in the Middle East that actually have orchards on the balconies of each So they've got the structure and the technology to be able to maintain it as long as the building is built for it. And
we need to get Romy out to see the Earth ships.
The Earth ships?
The Earth ships are all dirt roofs.
I've really, the first time I saw the dome, the guy that builds dome
those
homes.
Those geodesic domes.
And Sedona, I thought, man, that is just, I don't get it. But the more I think about it and look at it, and a dome home would be a perfect one to just put a big dirt from one side to the other. You could just walk over, and it intrigues me very much. I've got this concept in mind that I've been playing with on a design.
The farmer in Rose in Romy. The farmer meets the geodesic home designer right here, only at Rosie. On the house.
I'm intrigued.
Well, there's a lot to be intrigued about. Folks, we hope we helped you here in the last 4 hours here at Rosie on the House. We don't want you to get scared. We'll be back next Saturday morning. Until then, you can always find us at rosieonthehouse.com.